Heyo, welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brennan. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters, and there he is, Cousin Shade, everybody's favorite cousin. What's up, buddy? Hey, buddy, what's going on? Oh, man, doing well. Better than Lane Kiffin, I'll tell you that.
That son of a... He's still in it, isn't he? He just can't help himself.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's been like a month since we spoke to you because a lot's happened around the SEC, and I just thought it would be fun, Shane, to kind of discuss the most hated coaches in SEC history. Oh, don't make a rush to judgment.
Yeah,
I've got a laundry list of guys to go through, but man, how does that sound?
That sounds awesome because I'm going with one name right now, but as I'm going through this list, I'm like, oh, I forgot about him. So yes, let's do it, man.
Well, and then there was all kinds of other news too. So again, that'll be kind of like the talking point for this one. But
yeah.
And also, I want to, like, I'm seeing other people butch. I get it. But I'm centering this around not, you know, if you're a Tennessee fan, who's the Tennessee coach you hate?
Yeah.
If you're an Arkansas fan, of course, you're going to hate Chad Morris. You know,
right.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying who does everybody else hate?
Yeah.
Because I think that takes it up to a different degree. Does that make sense?
I'm curious. So your list, how many have you got on here?
I got about 10 guys
to
rattle off.
All right.
And I probably missed a couple, so... Well, you know, we'll get your thoughts on it too.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I'm going through 10, and I'm just curious. Yeah, because man, there's been so many dudes. There's been so many shitty coaches come through this conference, man. yes, let's do it, brother. Hey, how have you been? You been good?
Well, I was about to transition to. I don't want to make a joke about this because this is serious. Oh. So before we get to that, Shane.
Yeah.
You know, tragedy averted, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. But we do want to get your thoughts because, again, it's been a while since we've seen you. Ahmad Hardy got shot over the weekend. Now, here's the latest from Bruce Feldman, Shane, via his sources. They do not expect this to be career-threatening, and Hardy is already back on the road to recovery. So no timeline for what that means, and I did listen. I listened to Bruce Feldman on his podcast. That's where he shared that. And he also said, now I don't think this is like him reporting or anything, but he did say Hardy's still got a red shirt he could use and things of that nature. So I don't think that is him saying Hardy won't play, but I think he was just throwing that out there. But so we don't know when he'll be back. Hopefully he's back and better than ever. But
yeah.
Just your thoughts on Missouri. Perhaps, you know, just the near tragedy there with one of the best players in the country.
Dude, inches, right? You just never know what's going to happen in that type of situation. And, you know, having family in law enforcement, you've seen some bullets do some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So it could have been a lot worse. So, thoughts and prayers to him and his family and the fans. But I've seen some images post-op. I mean, the guy's still, he's built like a brick shit house, man. So I think, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but you just never know. I'm not saying I don't see him playing this year, but that's just the kind of kid he is. You know what I'm saying? I should say. But, you know, I'm not a doctor and I'm not previewed to all the medical situation. I'm sure we'll hear the full story at some point, but damn. I mean, I that's crazy. I mean, it's a crazy story when I heard it. I couldn't believe it. And you don't hear it often. You know, I think the last one I remember was Plaxico Burress. You remember him?
That one
he probably should have sat out a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? So I hope it's not that type of situation, but I'm glad that that he is healthy and gonna make a comeback, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a lot worse, you know what?
Yeah.
Sounds like.
No, absolutely.
Hey, and then also we had this kind of a little bit of a breaking news situation, Shane. So we are already, this is how we know the season's getting close. We got College Game Days are officially announced their first two destinations, Shane. And if You think they're going to, oh, I thought the Big Ten was elite. I thought this, that, the other. Get the hell out of here, Shay. They're both coming to the SEC. Week one, Clemson at LSU. How about that? We get fired up for the debut of the Lane Train down there in Baton Rouge. And then week two, Shane, Ohio State at Texas. Come on down. And then there's a rumor, nothing confirmed yet, but I want to shout out Chase Parham of 24/7 Sports. He says week three, it's going to be, you guessed it, LSU at Ole Miss. So again, that last one, not official yet, but I can't imagine. You know, it's probably one of those deals where they got to wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
LSU plays Clemson week one. Ole Miss plays Louisville week one. And unless both of them lose, which I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell. But, you know, if they both lose, I don't think they can then turn around and be like, all right, let's go on down, dogs. You know what I mean? So what's just your reaction on all that game day? Going to LSU week one, Texas week two, and most likely Oxford week three.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the Vanity Fair booth, you know? Oh, brother. No, obviously that's going to be an elite game. And I think a big one for this conference, because how many times do we sit here at the end of the season wondering, does Clemson get in? Does Ohio State get in? You know, these first two games are going to dictate probably what happens at the end of the year. So that's just the ramifications of those games. But the one I got my eye on is the unofficial, the one and only, the mustard bottles, the golf balls, you know, anything and everything. That one's going to be an absolute war zone, and I can't wait to be a part of that one.
And our friend Marler, we had him on.
Yeah.
He said the SEC should cancel that game, Shane.
What?
For security reasons.
No, they should ramp it up, man. Remove security. That's what I say.
Oh, buddy, we'll put you in charge. How about that?
Yeah, I'll be right there in the middle with them, half drunk off Tennessee Legend Distillery. That's right. If you're in Sevierville, be sure to stop by and see our friends over at Tennessee Legend. Let them know the cousin sent you. Not only get a discount, but you will also get a bonus gift. And don't forget, they've got two locations in the Smoky Mountains, one location in Nashville. And if you can't get it, get to your local package store and say, hey, we need some of this Tennessee Legend on the shelf, because we got so many photos over the weekend. Brian was in there. He says, hey, we got cousins from Oklahoma. We got cousins from South Carolina. They're all coming in there. So be sure, if you're up there going to see Dollywood, swing in first to Tennessee Legend Distillery.
Hell yeah. Mike Andrews says we should cancel Marler. That's more likely. You know what?
Oh, man. Marler's on fire. I love his Twitter page. He's got some good stuff, man. He's good people, man. Good people. But I tell you, it's been we're in the list seasons, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, this was just fuel on the fire. Everything that happened over the weekend, it's been absolutely nuts.
He shout out Jolsey. He says, Ole Miss, LSU's the breakup bowl. I like that. And then shout out Monkey. He says, I stopped listening to Marler's podcast, and then I'll be damned if he doesn't follow me. Hey, but that wasn't all the TV news.
Hmm?
How about this? So, again, this is all official from ESPN. We got some, you know, games we don't really care about here. So let's just focus on the SEC, of course. So, again, this is all official, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Bama, East Carolina, that's officially going to be the ABC, SEC, the first noon, 11 a.m. Central kickoff of the season. Mm-hmm. So they're already just getting this, all the ABC games out of the way. Baylor, Auburn, should be at Auburn, but their gutless AD changed it to Atlanta. So, again, that'll be a fun game. 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, ABC. And then the LSU, again, the game day, Clemson at LSU. That's going to be the night game.
Yeah. So
that's official. We got Louisville, Ole Miss in Nashville. That'll be Sunday. So those are always fun. So, again, these are all official. So now we know the kickoff times, night games for LSU. Should be a lot of fun this week one.
Oh, what a weekend. What a weekend, Mike. I'm just going through this, and this is one of my favorite weekends of the year. And, I mean, we're all on the lake part of it, you know, and then we're coming out here and watching college football. Oh, man, kicking off some college football. And we got some great games, man. I even like that Alabama game because I probably wouldn't watch it. You know what I'm saying? But the fact it's going to be on noon, September 5th, you better damn believe I'm going to be watching that one. And we've got some awesome, awesome heads. I guess – if I'm power ranking the shows, I mean, and I say show, but obviously LSU Clemson is going to be the one that's on top of my list. But don't sleep on that Baylor Auburn game, man. I feel like that one could probably be the best football game of the weekend.
Right. And I'm looking at that Louisville Ole Miss.
Yeah.
That sounds like a watch party because that'll be Sunday evening.
Let's do it.
That'll be one of the few games, probably the only game in town.
I feel like there's a lot riding on that when you were talking about the LSU-Ole Miss matchup or Ole Miss-LSU, whatever you say. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people watching that game to decide just how important that football game would be. And them Rebs, man, they want to prove that they're not just a one-hit wonder. They want to get back to those college football playoffs, and it starts by curb stomping Louisville here.
Right, and maybe it proves Kiffin right if they don't. Yeah. You know, if they fall flat on their face.
Oh, God. Oh, so many storylines, man. They just write themselves, Mike.
And then so they've also announced the night games for the first 3 weeks. And again, these are all the game day, or at least two official and the one rumored. Well, Clemson at LSU, Ohio State at Texas, LSU at Ole Miss. These are going to be our night games. Officially confirmed SEC, ABC, week one, week two, week three. So, again, this is just buttering us up for the season. You know what?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, so these are all the night games, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, confirmed for the first 3 weeks of the season.
Hell, yeah. Man, look at that. I'm looking at Texas. They could have been a big noon kickoff. Nope. They joined the greatest conference in the country. They get to two night games here. I was looking at that Michigan, Oklahoma. Did you see that one? They've already announced that that's going to be 11 a.m. Central time, which right. I think will be absolutely crucial for Oklahoma. There's no better time to play Michigan than 11 a.m., you know?
Right, yeah. They say it's the quietest 100,000 fans you'll ever see, and getting them at noon should be pretty – I remember Texas went up there, what was it, not obviously last season, but the season prior, and whooped their ass up at the big house. That was nice. So, yeah, we'll be looking for something similar. And then also, again, a lot's happened.
Michigan fans will drink after the game. That's kind of how that works.
A lot's happened since we've had you on, Shane. They announced as well Missouri at Kansas Friday night. But, again, only game in town.
Yeah.
Nothing to compete. So we may have to do a week two Friday night watch party. No complaints on that one. That should be a good time.
Yeah, man, I think so, because the last time these guys got together, it was electric. Now, obviously, it went in Mizzou's favor, but, you know, this rivalry, brother, you got to have games like this, and I hope that they keep playing them. You know, obviously, we're not going to have them next season, but this is one that I hope circles back around, because, obviously, the hatred between these two programs is awesome. It's absolutely awesome to have that much hate early in the season, man.
And then last one here, Shane. So this is official.
Yes.
Our favorite time of the year. Come on. Thanksgiving, Black Friday here. Uh-huh. We've got the Egg Bowl played on Friday. So Black Friday, noon, Eastern, 11 Central. And then we'll go Florida State by word, the 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. And then the big enchilada, as they say down there, Shane. Texas at A&M, Friday night, November 27th. So it's pretty wild that they announced these so far in advance, but they're just letting us know, you know, the appetizer for the Saturday rivalry weekend. What a damn slate of games there.
That's my favorite. You nailed it. This is our favorite weekend. The only thing I think would make it more perfect, and I'm going to bitch and moan until it actually happens, is having a football game on Thursday besides TCU and Texas Tech. I will be watching it. At least we'll have college football on our TV. But that's the only thing that I would change in this scenario. But, buddy, there's going to be so many great games that week. And I just imagine. I'm already thinking about Thanksgiving, you know? Side dish. You got me side. You probably shouldn't have put that word up. It's a trigger word, Mike. I'm thinking about deviled eggs all of a sudden.
Hey, back to Ole Miss catching strays. I did want to ask you this as well. What about old Sark making fun of the basket weaving? That, I mean, yeah. Ole Miss, I don't understand it, why they became public enemy number one, other than the rest of these programs like Texas being afraid of the team that went further than anybody in the Southeastern Conference last year. I don't get it if otherwise than that. But what did you make of old Sarkisian saying, hey, now this is the second time too, Shane, if you recall, I think it was Muschamp. We do our players go to class. Remember that, all that?
Yeah.
Now we got Sark saying, oh, our degrees are real. We don't have basket weaving like in Oxford. Thoughts on all that?
Poor Ole Miss catching strays again. You know, they can't stay out of the headlines. But it's funny. I hear all these old timers. This is what my coach used to say. So I know Sark's heard it somewhere from his coach at some point. Basket weaving. You know, these kids don't even know what basket weaving is. You know what I'm saying? They'd fail if they were in basket weaving class because they'd have no idea. But yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, at this point, I shouldn't say hate. Hate's a strong word. I think school's important and these kids getting a GPA and all that stuff. But when they start throwing that out there, it's like, come on, man, come on. We're talking football. We're talking football, and you want to talk about basket weaving?
Yeah, let me ask you this, Shane. If Texas does the unthinkable and misses the playoff, do you think their fans are going to be like, well, at least our degrees are real. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, is that what they're having?
I hate it because that's usually what happens when you start, well, look how many we graduated, right? That's one thing you could say down here in Austin. We will graduate them. They won't win a championship, but by God, Listen, I'm not trying to make light on education because it is important. It's the reason we're in this sport to begin with, but let's win something, man. Let's win something. That's why we didn't go out there and collect all these transfer portal kids, because we wanted to boost our GPA. We wanted to hoist another national title.
Maybe old Cardale Jones was ahead of time, Shane, when he said, hey, I ain't come here to play school. Remember that?
Put that on a shirt.
All right, so that's all I got, Shane, before we get into... Oh, no, I'm sorry. One more thing.
Yes.
I thought this was hilarious. Just another reason. If you ain't on this guy's hype train, I know Shane is already, but if you ain't on the John Summerall hype train, I don't know what in the hell's the matter with you, but I don't know if you saw this. His response to the basket weaving claims was, hell, I'm proud to be at a school where we're chasing championships and we offer the basket weaving here. So I just thought that was hilarious.
Basket weaving. I'll tell you what. There's some of these old timers, man. My coach back in middle school, he'd say, Shane, you're slower than smoke off cow manure. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And then one early morning, I saw the smoke coming off of cow manure. I was like, I get it. I am that slow.
But Summerall knows. Hey, he knows, man. I'm here to win, right? So we can be an elite institution, and we can make it easier for the players. And no one's going to give a damn if you win big and your players are not getting master's degrees or in engineering. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
not. It is awesome, though, right? I mean, Vol fan, Astro Dobbs. You know, right. We heard that there was something cool about it. So I'm not trying to poo-poo education here. I do think it's important, but if that's the storylines in May after spring practice, then maybe we may have a problem here.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, Astro Dobbs was celebrated the entire time for his difficult major, as he should have been, for being a starting quarterback, excelling in this conference, and doing it difficult, much more difficult than probably any other player in the SEC at that time.
Yeah.
But again, he got his flowers. You know, again, we're not taking away from guys that don't. But I mean, I just think that's crazy. I think that's crazy, Shane.
Yeah, crazy talk. I know. I seen him. He got to go to the Masters too. He posted us like, he's like, hey, I need tickets to the Masters. And I was like, that's not how it works, Dob. Next thing he's know, he's there. I'm like, well, maybe it does work that way. Maybe it does.
Hey, one thing I did ask Marler about this. I'm just kind of curious about your opinion before we get into the most hated coaches here, which this guy will be on the list, no doubt. But of all the Lane Kiffin drama and the headlines created by his comments, one thing I don't think is getting enough attention, Shane, is he's also said, yet again, I mean, he's echoing the same thing he said all offseason, but he said, you know, the true impact of being at LSU, you know, it'll be felt year two, year three. Like, he's sitting here trying to sell, man, the future is bright.
Yeah.
While they got this $40+ million roster. I mean, do you think that's the right message for him to be sending, given all the talent they have?
Maybe that's why you throw out the distractions, you know? You know, maybe what can I get off topic here? And maybe that's what we're doing. But no, this is, like I said, LSU needs to hit the ground running. I'm not saying they should win a national championship year one, but I guarantee you there's a majority of LSU fans think they'll be dancing. They'll at least be in the mix toward the end of the season. And if you're telling me year two and year three is going to be the time I see that, that's what the last guy said, you right. know? So I wonder, Mike, some of the shit that Lane says, if he's, I mean, he needed to do stuff like that at Ole Miss at one point, right? To be relevant, to be heard, to people are talking about Ole Miss. He had to do that at FAU. So people were talking about them down there and the Owls. But I just feel like you don't need that at LSU. You need to win some damn championships. That's what they brought you down there for. And I feel like there's nothing positive going to come out of, you know, some of this talk.
Right. And Just look no further than what we've already talked about, Shane. Game day is going to LSU week one. Game day, most likely going to LSU, or not to LSU, but covering an LSU game week three.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, whether you love him or hate him, he's like one of the stars of the sport. And yes, you know, I'm not trying to take away from LSU. LSU is a special place, but they're going down there because of Kiffin.
Yeah,
because it's his debut and all this hype and speculation. Like, you can't be the face of one of the faces of this sport and also be like, we'll get him year two or three. You just wait and see. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have it both ways. You're going to be front and center from literally day one. And if you go 8-4 or God forbid 7-5, I mean, you're going to be a national laughingstock.
Yeah. But maybe if they're 1% better, you know. Was that Butch Jones? 1% better?
I think it was. All right, so let's get into it, Shane. Most hated coaches in SEC history. And I didn't go, you know, super far back because, again, I'm sure there was guys in the 80s and 70s and 60s that you could put on this list. But that was just, quite frankly, it was before my time, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't go quite that far back. And I'd like to go through all my candidates here. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not saying, you know, Chad Morris, yeah, Arkansas fans hate him. I, you know, on and on and on. But the rest of the SEC, we love Chad Morris. You know what I mean? Like, so that's not who I'm looking at here. I'm looking at who does all the other teams hate? If that makes sense. Like Lane Kiffin, mm-hmm. of course. I mean, my God, I can't imagine an Ole Miss fans hating a coach more in the history of college football right now than Lane Kiffin. Tennessee fans, we were there, Shane, throwing beer Not bottles us. And golf balls and on and on and on. I would say Alabama fans to an extent. Mm-hmm. They probably hate Lane Kiffin. You know, you could argue he cost them a national championship. I think he did by pulling his shenanigans and having to get fired as offensive coordinator right before the national championship game.
Yeah.
Remember, he was – Auburn fans, I thought they were getting him. I can imagine Auburn fans hate Lane Kiffin. Florida, I mean, they thought they were getting him. And remember when he was at Tennessee, what did he do? He said, "Oh, we're going to catch Urban Meyer cheating." And his phone went off. "Oh, that's a recruit. We're turning in Urban." You know, from day one, they've hated his ass. And then I'll throw in Mississippi State, of course, with the Egg Bowl. And now that Lane's out here, you know, not only did he kind of drag Ole Miss and Oxford, but really, in my opinion, he dragged the entire state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of programs that hate Lane Kiffin. Let's make a determination at the end of who's the most hated, but there's a long list of teams that hate Lane Kiffin. Would you agree or disagree with any of that?
No, I agree. And I think that's a good point, because I think we live in our own bubble where we're saying, "Hey, I don't like this guy." You mentioned Butch Jones earlier.
Right.
Yeah. East Tennessee, we absolutely hate Butch Jones, but you know, Texas A&M fans like him. You know, I remember that game, and I remember some of those Florida, you know, games that they liked him in Georgia. And so I'm right there with you. I get where you're coming from. And one of the things about Lane Kiffin is the amount of hatred, not just because it's new. This hate goes back sometime, right? And it's not just this conference. You know, Raider fans hate him, right? South USC fans hate him. So there is plenty of hatred going around. Mm. It's like everybody hates him, but who's got him? And right. Even them, there's a couple that are like, "Why did we get this guy?"
No, I think that's 100% accurate. So again, there's a long list here. Shout out right here. We got another one here from Carolina Jackpot. He said, "Well, we're not too fond of him either after he stole Juice Wells." Remember, they were calling him Judas Wells.
That's true. Yeah. Damn. And then they went over there and smoked him, you know?
Right.
They made it a little bit. Yeah.
And for, it seems like several years in a row, Kiffin's also rated Arkansas roster. I should have thrown Arkansas in there as well. Remember, there was a...
They took those three guys, yeah.
And he almost took the Arkansas job. So, again, there's hate upon hate upon hate for Lane Kiffin. So he's at the top of my list, Shane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I was, like you said, any fan other than LSU right now, do you know what Kiffin drives me to do?
What?
Drink. You know what? You know what will help with that, though?
What's that?
Cheers. Go check them out. Cheershealth.com. Promo code ThatSEC for 20% off. Cheers. Cheershealth.com. What is this Cheers, you may ask? What is it? After alcohol aid. All you got to do is pop one of these bad boys. It's a little pill. After your last drink or right before bed, and the Cheers promise to you, Shane, you're going to feel 50% better or your money back. It's just like Lane Kiffin. You hire him, you're going to be 50% better on the field, but you're going to have a lot of, after effects from all the crazy nights that you're going to have. So go check him out, cheershealth.com, promo code ThatSEC. Get you 20% off. You can get this at CVS, Walgreens, any of drugstores, but you ain't going to get the 20% off. Let's say take that SEC at the counter. I don't think they do. I think it's only online at cheershealth.com. Go check them out.
Let's go.
All right, Shane. Also on the hated list.
Yes.
Now, this is like all-time hate, I feel like. Give me Nick Saban. He's got to be up there, right? I think everybody hated his ass when he was at Alabama whooping our ass. Especially LSU fans, because he was there and he helped build a little dynasty almost. I don't know if you'd call it a dynasty, but built an elite program. And then he left it and, of course, came back to Alabama. So that just really ramped it up. I would think Auburn fans, God, is there anybody they hate more than Nick Saban? I would think not. Tennessee fans got to be up there.
Yeah.
Even Georgia, as mighty as they have been, you know, that Alabama's been that thorn in their side for years and years and years. But Nick Saban, pretty hated. I think he's not as hated since he stepped down, and now he's, obviously recognized as the greatest of all time. I think he does a great job on game day and ESPN. So there's respect. But while he was coaching, Shane, no. He was a hated man in this conference, I feel like.
Absolutely, man. And you got to remember these other guys, Texas and Oklahoma. Hell, he's supposed to go to Texas for years. I mean, Miss Terry was buying a house, I thought. So that didn't happen. But I would imagine also looking into this conference that was dominated for years by Nick Saban, I would imagine that hatred's pretty damn high for him as well. And I've never prayed for a coach to retire until Nick Saban, and I haven't since. That's the damn truth, Mike. I was ready for him to get out of college football. Our first show that we ever did was him retiring. By God, it took, what, 8 years to finally have the show where he did retire. So, yeah, we were definitely ready for him to get out of college football because nothing sucks. I mean, listen, dynasties, we're probably not going to have them anymore, but what's worse about a dynasty is not being in the dynasty, being the highlights for the dynasty. So, yes, there was a lot of carnage around Nick Saban, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would even go back to his LSU days, Shane, if you remember the Bluegrass Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being a Kentucky fan on that day in that stadium. I know you reference it all the damn time, Saban whipping up on, or was it Tennessee beat?
2001, we beat them at home. They beat us in the SEC championship.
Ooh, and it prevented Tennessee from a shot at the national chip. So God, he's been a thorn in Tennessee's side for a long, long time. But
now there's some people are like, you would have played Miami, so it's not that bad.
And then, you know, you can't forget the one time he got number two recruiting class to Jimbo and A&M. So A&M fans, you know, that they hated Nick Saban too, but they're one of the few that got to beat him a couple times.
Yeah.
Once under Jimbo, of course, and then once under Kevin Sumlin. So at least they got a couple wins that day or during that run, unlike many others. But A&M hated Nick Saban. I mean, the list goes on and on for hatred of old Nick Saban.
Well, in the recruiting side, because, you know, the recruiting's not as important this year. I mean, it is, but it's not like it used to be back in the day where you lived and died from recruiting. And then here you feel like you got a premier left tackle, and then all of a sudden he goes to your state and says, nah, he's coming home with me. You know, it's like, what?
And I don't know if you remember this, Shane, but this was huge. This was like national news when their big left tackle – man, I can't think of his name, but he was from Louisiana.
Well, that's who I was referencing. Yeah, he had the gun and everything, too.
Yeah. Right before media days, got arrested, and I think Saban said, oh, yeah, we'll – I mean, he was like one of their best players. He got suspended for a half, I think, or a quarter, and Paul went off on him at media days, and Nick Saban went off on Paul. I mean, it was just – I mean, it was theater. You know, I wish we were down there for that one. You know what?
Yeah, even Paul's on that list of hatred for Nick Saban.
All right, how about this one? I think you're going to really like this one, Shane. Because, again, this is a guy we love now. Oh, buddy. Oh, I know for a fact you didn't. I didn't like him. I hated this guy's guts, Shane. Steve Spurrier.
Damn, the old ball coach. I knew
when he was at Florida, just running his mouth and backing it up. Free Shoes University. Can't spell
citrus without UT.
But I couldn't figure out who hates him more. Georgia, I mean, God, he pounded them on an annual basis. Tennessee, I put them up there. I think even Florida fans a little bit when he went to South Carolina were not thrilled that Spurrier was there. And, you know, that they had some great battles. I'll go a little outside. I don't know if this counts or not, Shane, but Clemson, they sure as hell hated old Spurrier's ass because he dominated them for a little while. And I'll go a step further, Shane, if I was a Washington Redskin fan, I'd hate Spurrier too, you know what, after that debacle.
Yeah. No, I wonder about, you know, some of the South Carolina fans just quitting in the middle of the season. So I'm sure there was a few that just wasn't able to forgive him. And not to mention, you know, he kind of – I'm not saying he turned on him, but he wasn't quite the ambassador for South Carolina that he's been for Florida, obviously. So, yeah, I'm sure there's some bad blood over there as well.
But I do love it, though, the trash talk now. Now in retrospect, I would just wish we had a little bit more of that, more Spurrier. And maybe that is Lane Kiffin. You know, he gives us content. He gives us, some great comments, even though some of them may not be fantastic. But
yeah,
it just makes it so much fun. And give me you know, 16 Spurriers over, no offense, to over 16 Kirby Smarts.
Yeah.
Who won't say anything. You know what?
Yeah, I love Steve Spurrier. Now, you know, but I mean, he's from up the hill here, Science Hill, Tennessee. You could go over there and see a stadium he never visits. So
he never comes back?
No, I don't think so. I don't. Last I've heard, you know, he's it's not his thing. But yeah, he you know, just growing up hating Florida. I mean, because it was bad as a Tennessee fan. Yeah. I think it was bad, but he just beat up on everybody. He was one of the first coaches to run the scores up, and you didn't quite see that. There was that gentleman's agreement, like, okay, we'll beat you by three, and then we'll get the backups. No, not the Florida Gators, man. They're going to run it to 50, baby.
He ran it up before the BCS. Remember that? Margin of victory was not even a thing. You know what?
No, it wasn't.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Urban Meyer. Mm-hmm. And I said, who hates Urban Meyer? I said, anybody with a soul. That guy. I mean, just a trash guy.
Or his daughter.
But an elite coach, I'll give him that. But,
yeah,
man, you know, Georgia, Tennessee, on and on and on. I at Alabama, I would think. Of course, they got the better half once Saban came in there. But, yeah, Urban Meyer's got a rate really high up there for me. And then, of course, going to Ohio State, that didn't make him any better. And I always felt, selfishly, Shane, I thought we were always kind of robbed of, yeah, once Saban came into Bama, Florida had Meyer. Florida, yeah, was already established. You could see it. Saban was building Bama into something special. We could have had that, I think, for a decade.
Yeah.
But old Meyer backed out because I think he knew he was ceding power. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
What's your thoughts on Urban Meyer? Does he belong on this list?
He definitely belongs on this list. And mainly just because he's just got that punchable face, right? You know, he's that guy that when he left this conference, you still didn't like him. And every time I hear him, you know, with the flag of Ohio State, or, you know, beating his chest, talking about Big Ten, it's just, yeah, you know, you came down here and you did something special, and you could have been special, but then you turncoat and left. And I feel like there's even some Florida fans that like Nick Saban played it out, went to, yeah, retirement. It was a big part of Kalen DeBoer coming in and everything. Not Urban. He was like, soon as it got tough, soon as it got difficult, he's out of here, man. Chest pains, I'm gone.
Hey, Shane, check out my burner here. I posted a comment. Can you
credit to Mike Skin and Harry? It's new.
That's my ghost account over here.
Yeah, we didn't even discuss this. I get on, I'm like, damn. Look at here, Vanity Fair over here. I'm Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss. You're Lane Kiffin, LSU. What the hell?
I recorded one with John Neighbors. I said, my God, like, what kind of equipment you got over there? So he hooked me up with what he's got. So, yeah, just trying to upgrade for the season. You know what?
Neighbors. First time I ever met Neighbors, we were down at SEC Media Days. I walked in, I was like, this boy looked just like he got off a cruise ship, man. I ain't ever seen it. His skincare routine must be elite. He got more product than my wife.
All right, how about this guy? Again, maybe a step down.
Yeah.
Not quite as hated, but I think quite hated. And I've already seen his name in the comments section, so I know. Uh-oh.
Oh, fancy camera. Where you at?
Oh, died, maybe.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, let me say this, and I'll try to figure out the camera. Tommy Tuberville jumped from Ole Miss to Auburn. Famous quote, they'll have to carry me out of here on a pine box. Thoughts on that one?
Yeah, and it's politics, right? I think the old politicians got some people fired up as well. And, you know, I didn't hate Tommy, but we didn't see Tommy near as much as some of these other guys did. And maybe that's why I don't appreciate the hatred that came toward him. So, hey, look, there he is. He's back. Empty seat in HD right there. There he is.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
No, that's okay.
Working out the kinks here.
That's what we do in the off season.
But yeah, I think Tommy Tuberville. I just think even just jumping from one division rival to another one, yeah, and all that came with that. I know it's many years removed, but that, man, that was one of the first times that had ever happened to my knowledge. So I think he's on this all time shit list, even when he was just coaching.
Yeah. You may be onto something, but like I said, this one wouldn't be high on my list just because of, I don't know. It feels like time kind of easy, like helps a little. What they say, time heals
all wounds.
Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of what's happened here with Tommy. Now, take me back 15 years from now, we'd probably be, you know, speaking something different.
Hey, shout out Liquid. He says, yo, I'm out. The camera said I'm out. Too far.
Too far.
Shout out Boomer Soder forever. It's May 12th, 2026. And you know what? Texas still sucks. Boomer. And the Thunder are up. Ooh,
Thunder up.
Man, they're kicking ass, I think.
Thunder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I watched, but I don't. So,
how about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
Houston Nut.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas, long time. And then, of course, he got let go. But then to Ole Miss, if I recall, he replaced Coach O. So they had a lot of talent. And then they were pretty good right out the gate because he had Coach O's players to work with. And then it kind of went sideways from there. But there was, he was always been a meme.
Yeah.
He run, you know, he's a talker too. We kind of miss some of this, this drama that we got from old Houston Nut. Yeah. But I think there's some bad blood there as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's a shame there wasn't social media back then, right? Because I feel like Houston is definitely one of those guys that could have got exploited a little bit for his mouth. He's one of those that, you know, would probably say something to certain media, and if it didn't pick up in the mainstream, nobody heard of it. But if you heard it today, you were saying, he said what? I mean, he didn't hold back any, and that's why people, because the coaches found out, but the players found out, but the, as far as just you and me, we didn't, because we didn't have the old MySpace back then. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. How about this one? Now this one, maybe a little near and dear to your heart, Shane. Philip Fulmer turned in Alabama.
I knew that was coming.
And for those that don't know, history lesson, I know we got a lot of Texas and Oklahoma listeners, but so media day, so 1 year, Fulmer didn't show up. Yeah. He just did it from speakerphone because he didn't want to show up. He didn't want to travel to Alabama. He was afraid of getting sued. And that's exactly what happened the following year when he showed up to media days. He got served a subpoena, so he did get sued at media days. That's a true story. I mean, it's just wild. And if you, I don't know that you can find this stuff, Shane. And they have totally repaired their relationship. So maybe I shouldn't rehash something. But basically, the Paul Feinbaum show was like a Philip Fulmer hate show for years and years during that era. And the crazy things that were said about Coach Fulmer on there, there was some real hate. I would think Georgia fans were not too fond of Coach Fulmer. I think Florida fans probably liked him because they had his number. But I would imagine a lot of SEC East teams sure did hate Philip Fulmer. And I would even say, I know we're not counting, you know, where they coached, but there, for those that don't know, there was a lot of Tennessee fans that never liked Fulmer.
Yep.
Because of what happened, how he got that job, and essentially, it was Johnny Major's job. For those that don't know, he had health issues, and then Fulmer kind of took control, and it was just an ugly situation.
My grandfather, I'm telling you, my grandfather's diehard Tennessee fan, hated Phil Fulmer. Absolutely hated him because there was camps back then, you know, your family was either in the Majors camp or the Fulmer camp. And now that all changed around 98, you know, maybe there was a little bit more of forgiveness, if you will, but for a long time, man, I'm telling you, some families up here just did not like Philip Fulmer. So I get where you're coming from there.
All right. And then how about this one, Shane? Dan Mullen turned in Ole Miss to the NCAA. Had one of his players do it, actually. Had him testify. Shout out Leo Lewis. So there was bad blood there. And, of course, he left state for Florida. And wouldn't you know it? First SEC game of the year. Mississippi State hosting Florida. Oh, man, what a... That was light compared to probably what we're going to get this season with the LSU Ole Miss. But I think Dan Mullen, you know, he was one of those guys. If he's your coach, you like him. But he was, you know, he was a talker. He was a shit talker. And he was kind of goofy. You know, I would say Mullen was pretty hated.
Yeah. I like how we're just picking Florida coaches to go down the line. This is why we don't want Florida to be good, because then everybody's going to start hating on John Summerall. So, I feel like obviously Ole Miss would be the biggest one. I feel like there was some sort of propaganda thing that he put out flyers or something. I can't remember exactly how the story went, but basically they had flyers dropped on, and I may be way off here, but I think I'm right. They had these flyers dropped on practice. So it was to hate Ole Miss, right? So it looked like Ole Miss was doing it at Mississippi State, and it wasn't. It was just something Dan did to make the rivalry even more special. So, but then, you know, you got to think too, there's some teams that thought, maybe they could get Dan Mullen as a coach, and they weren't able to. So when that Florida job came open, so I don't know. Dan, I think you hit the nail on the head. A guy that if he's not your coach, you just don't like him. That's Dan Mullen right there. If he is not your guy, you just can't stand him, especially behind the mic.
Yeah, and so I can't throw.
Oh, Mizzou! Did you tell him about Mizzou? Was that one on there? Remember the lightsaber?
Oh, yeah,
that was a big one for a while. Mizzou fans hate that.
Oh, yeah. Missouri and Florida had some great battles there for a couple years. So I can't mention Dan Mullen and not mention Hugh Freeze, course, and all his, you know, wildly successful recruiting advantages, even though Ole Miss at that time hadn't shown anything, getting the number one player from Illinois and Florida and, you know, turn me into the NCAA if you got anything. And then he had to delete that pretty damn quick. But, just the whole shenanigans, you know, being hiding behind his religion when literally no one that I've ever spoken to said they disliked him because of his religion, which is the same religion as all these other coaches. And, you know, Mark Richt, I think, is the best example of a good Christian man. Not everybody was a fan of that guy.
Yeah.
But I never heard him say, well, it's because he's a Christian. You know what I mean? So hiding behind that, just being a bad person off the field.
Yeah.
I think Hugh Freeze is right up there. And personally, he's probably number one for me. But overall SEC, he's got to be pretty close. Remember, what was it? 9 times out of 10, we beat Arkansas.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
I think this is the only coach that's on the list that's hated more by the teams he coached. Like Auburn is first in line, Ole Miss is second in line for the hatred that goes to Hugh Freeze, and the big one for me is the Ole Miss, just how far he set it back, because they got close, right? They got the number one recruiting class, things were looking great,
beat Nick Saban,
absolutely, everything is going to be perfect, the path was there. He's like Lane Kiffin before Lane Kiffin. And then he leaves, he guts the whole place out. And there was no transfer portal at the time. It wasn't like you could just build a roster. So that's kind of why Ole Miss went to the dumps there for a while. But, I feel like Hugh Freeze is absolutely hated. And there's just nowhere he would land. Maybe Alabama fans like him, you know, because,
he beat him a couple times.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see any teams really caring for Hugh Freeze.
The funniest thing in my mind, Shay, was Auburn people that hated his guts, and then he became a coach. I was like, you know, he ain't that bad. You know, like, just wait, buddy. Just you wait.
I'm sure there's a few pods of me, you know, singing his praises too.
My favorite, you can still find this. It was on 24/7 Sports.
Yeah.
unfortunately, you know, the guy that wrote it, I think he passed. So I'm not, again, I don't want to make fun of him or anything. But when Hugh got down there, he wrote an article that said, "Hell, I've had friends that hired hookers." This ain't it. You know, this ain't the article, what your coach gets hired. You know what?
Put that on a shirt, Mike.
All right, two more. And again, I don't, especially this guy, I don't think he's hated, maybe a strong word, but I know a lot of people that do not like this man, Shane. Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
With his antics, and I love it. I love a coach that's passionate and shows enthusiasm, the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
It's just a problem for him, I think, when you put a mic in front of his face right after an emotional defeat or even a big win. Because, again, he wears his emotion on his sleeves. I like it. I have nothing wrong with it. But a lot of people, man, do they hate it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think of Kentucky with the glasses and, hell, Tennessee. I know Vol fans for sure. Georgia fans.
Remember he kicked the Gatorade thing, broke his foot?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and
A&M, he was... Oh, we're whooping their ass, you know? And then I was like, oh, buddy, you should have saved that till after the game.
Yeah. So there's the good and there's the bad. So, but that's, again, you're going to get trouble being an emotional coach. And that's just golly, people are in line to hate on Shane Beamer. And it's not so much hate. It's like, they want to pick on him, right? I feel like that's naturally what happens with Beamer. He just has that, I want to pick on this guy, and I'm going to find a meme to make fun of him. So it's more of that. He's easy to make fun of.
Yeah, I think a lot of people find him a little annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's probably a fair way to say it.
Because he takes it to heart. Like, you can't penetrate Nick Saban. Like, you say something to him, whatever. He ain't got a wall. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got something he's writing down and keeping up with all this hate mail. No, that's just not him. But Shane, he wears it on his sleeve, and I feel like fans know that, and that's why they go a little harder at him.
All right, number one, Shane.
Eli Drinkwitz.
Oh, no, I didn't even put him.
What?
I think number one, I think, for you is what I'm saying personally here.
Oh.
And this is going back a little bit, so a lot of people may have not remembered. I mean, I'm sure they remember he was there, but they don't maybe remember all of it. But James Franklin at Vanderbilt. They had two 9-win seasons. It was the worst the East has ever been. Florida was down. Tennessee was down. Georgia was down. But, man, the off-the-field stuff and just his shenanigans.
Yeah.
And God, it ended in quite literally a horrible scandal. Go look it up. I don't want to get into all that. But again, James Franklin, I think if we're talking most hated SEC coaches, he's got to be on the list.
He's got to be on the list. And that's just because you can't remember it. And if trust me, he was annoying as hell. And I mean, people don't like him now because when he was at Penn State, they just didn't like him there. They're not going to root for him at Virginia Tech. There's just no love going to James Franklin. And, hell, I don't like what he did with Vanderbilt. Same thing. He just kind of left him high and dry and was building something pretty special there. And I feel like it could have been something. But, yeah, just turn coach. So, James Franklin had me blocked for a while. I didn't tell you that. Cracker Barrel is the only place that's got me blocked right now. Not James Franklin for some reason. Maybe he's just interested in what we're saying down here now. I can't remember why he blocked me. I said something.
I think I know. I think you tagged him on a Vanderbilt Stadium shot with like 100 people, and you. I think you said something about good crowd today or something.
Yeah, I saw it.
When they start mad, you know?
When are they starting the wave, you know?
All right, so again, here's the names I had on the list. Yes. Lane Kiffin, mm-hmm. Nick Saban, Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, Tommy Tuberville, Houston Nutt, Philip Fulmer, Dan Mullen, Hugh Freeze, Shane Beamer, James Franklin, Any come to mind that I may have missed? You mentioned Drink already. You think he deserves a spot?
Drink, standing on business. There's Tennessee. Arkansas fans absolutely hate him. Florida fans, I mentioned the Star Wars thing back and forth. I would imagine they're pretty pissed off at him still. Mm-hmm. I would think Drink's up there.
Yeah, so I would think South Carolina and Kentucky are not big fans of him either.
South Carolina, definitely. That's always an easy one. When we're at media days, you get a Carolina guy over, tell me about Mizzou. Yeah, it's like he tees it up pretty easy for us. And he's very Oklahoma, still in recruits, you know. So, I would definitely have Drink on there.
Any others stand out to you that I may have missed?
It's one of those that probably the older ones that I've kind of not thinking about right now, but I think this is a pretty strong list right here, Mike. Pretty strong hate list.
And who would you put number one? Is it Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lane
Kiffin. I just didn't want to be prisoner of the moment.
Yeah.
But it certainly seems like
just the amount of hate. I don't ever remember throwing anything or wanting to throw anything at some of these coaches, but buddy, I mean, there is some damn hate out there. So,
And remember, even when he was at Tennessee, his famous line, allegedly, he's never confirmed it, to Alshon Jeffrey when he was recruiting him was, you going to South Carolina, you're going to be pumping gas the rest of your life. Just an all-pro NFL player, you know?
Yeah. Will Muschamp, he's close. I told you I'd love to have a cold beer with him, but there was a moment when he came up here in Knoxville and he says, listen, all these fucking fans ain't singing Rocky Top now, are they? Or something along those lines. You know, down there now he's taking punches with Texas fans now. So, yeah, I feel like Muschamp's one of those that kind of lingers around. South Carolina fans hate him now because he sucked, and Florida fans, I'm sure, aren't too happy with him either.
Right. But I think that's mostly just his fans that he let down, you know?
Yeah. I just threw him on it. Just throw some other names on there.
Well, you know who didn't get let down?
Oh, Steven.
He's showing up.
Roll Tide.
In Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out, Steven Up. Here's to the most loved podcast, that SEC podcast number one. We appreciate you, Steven Up.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate it.
And then Simply Texas. Oh. Whoa. Let us know some tainted Texas ghosts here. He gifted 5 membership shade. Oh, hey, a little olive branch. Oski Sooner got one. Yeah. Lucky Chucky, that's Shane's nickname. A. Fretz, Eric Mirren, and my wife's melons. Welcome
to the family.
And shout out one more. Shout out Spencer GPT. Up, Spencer, welcome to the family.
Welcome, cuz.
All right, buddy, anything else before we hop off here?
Yeah, just a little personal. I got a video posting in the my channel, the SEC Cousin Shane.
Golf?
No. Here's the deal, man. I went to the doctor, got some blood work, and basically says I got to get my shit together. So that's so I'm locking in. They gave me some medication, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. I'll document it. And so enjoy the journey. It's really for me just for accountability, but I'm going to have some fun over there. And if you give a thumbs up, that I'll have that video posted tomorrow. So every hump day, I'll try to have you an update.
Oh, so it's, maybe this will be the thing.
Yeah.
If you're having to post videos and be held accountable.
Yeah.
Anything's worth trying.
Here's the deal. So, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it here. I'm just counting calories. I've taken this medicine Zepbound. not sponsoring them or anything, but I'm just saying that's what it is.
Not yet.
And then, not yet. And then I've got to do something every day, like some activity, whether it's walk or golf. And so I was able to golf the first day. Second day, I wasn't able to get out there. So now I'm like, shit, I got to do something. And after the show, I'm going to go do a little 30-minute walk. So, yeah, just walk around the block, a little accountability, and, you know, just staying busy. Staying busy is all I'm trying
to do. What if you're fine bomb sized by media days?
Brother, I'm just saying, man. What if?
Can't even tell you guys apart. Or yeah.
I'll purposely grow the outs out. You know, if I get fine bomb size, I am definitely getting the same hairdo because I've got it.
Hey, shout out David Chambers too. We appreciate you, buddy, for the donations. Man, he ripped Marler a new one. Sorry that I busted your guy Marler out on the show today, Mike, but you and Cousin Shane are the greatest. So
hell yeah.
That's kind of why we have Marler on here. He's a punching bag.
He's the Shane Beamer of SEC Media.
But hey, buddy, that's going to do it for this episode. We will catch you on the next one. Until then, we will see you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.